B-Pod Studios.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Got an emergency case. We have a case that has to be heard right now. Kirsten's on the phone. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. So you wrote us. You said that at WROR.com, by the way, /court, that your husband is grabbing the tools, and you're concerned with that because he's no DIY kind of guy, right?
Oh. He's none of that.
Okay. So what's going on?
None of those letters.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on is that the tiny man has decided that after watching Property Brothers and Fixer Upper that, you know, he is capable of repairing our home, and he's not.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, and that's something that you're 100% certain about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, like, he's good at watching them.
Okay.
Like, A+. But then when he tries to translate those skills into reality, that's where there's a massive disconnect.
What is, okay, so you know he's got, he doesn't have the talent to match his desire. That happens. So what's the project? I guess we should ask you that. What's he want to do?
We need to finish a portion of my basement, right? So, like, the shelves and drywall, a door, some lighting.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, he said he wants to do it.
You don't sound thrilled, Kirsten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, when I ask, okay, do you know how to do it? And they say, yes, yes, I can watch a YouTube video.
Oh.
<It's> not,
yeah.
Careful.
It doesn't,
okay,
you know, make confidence.
No. What's he, any disasters in the past? Anything that he's done that's of concern that we should know about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which one?
You tell us.
Oh, boy.
I feel like the one where he went to fix the little handle on the bathroom toilet upstairs and somehow flooded the entire basement.
That's okay, a problem.
That was my favorite. Yep. That was a favorite.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
so, but he's ready to strap on the tool belt and give it a go, right?
Oh, not just a tool belt. He bought a brand new skill saw.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And he says he's starting this weekend.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, listen, I have nephews, you know, and in-laws that are really super handy. Now, I know my limits. I'll call them over and say, hey, just do me a favor. You do this. There's a six-pack in it and some meat. So, and it works every time.
You're logical.
Right? So try that.
I've told him to call my dad so many times.
Yeah.
Right? My dad's like a master carpenter. You need plumbing fixed. My dad's all over
it. So he's right there for the taking.
Oh, right.
Yeah. My husband, he said, I'm not doing that. It's emasculating.
Pride. And I know he said it just like that.
What does that say? First goes pride.
It was very similar.
Yeah, pride, go with
pride
the
goes before the fall.
Fingers and toes and skill sauce.
Pride goes before the flood, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
All right. So that's a problem, Kirsten. And so what'd you say after that, just so we know where your present mind is?
Well, I'm going to tell you where I'm at right now. I'm going to take my kids. We're going to stay at a hotel until he's done playing Fixer Upper.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
that's what I told him.
Okay.
I mean, that's where I am with my life.
I don't think you're overreacting.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a great case. We have folks that are listening. I don't want to call some contractors offering because that's we can't.
No, we can't do that. We can't. That's
not what he's looking for here. So we're trying to help Kirsten.
Yeah.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Any suggestions for Kirsten, who is about ready to check into a hotel for the weekend? Okay.
Or longer.
Kirsten, thank you for calling. Stay tuned. You're going to hear a lot of callers, I hope, that'll be able to help you out. Okay.
I hope so.
You packed?
I am packed.
Okay. Okay, Kirsten. We'll talk to you later. Okay. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. What would you do in that situation? You know? He's no chip gains, he says. He's good at watching, but not so much doing. I think a lot of guys, a lot of husbands feel the pressure to be handy, right, these days?
Yeah, you know, not my family.
your husband doesn't feel the pressure to be handy and to show? Yeah.
No, but I think...
I got a brother-in-law, Dennis, yeah. And everybody says, oh, you should call Dennis. Dennis knows what he's doing.
Does he? Can,
yes.
Oh.
He's one of those guys.
Well, that's rare, because usually, like, oh, call Dennis, he knows what he's doing, and then everyone in the back, no, he doesn't.
He does, so the problem is everybody calls Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
So he's, you know.
Well, play it down.
Right. All right, so what would you say to Kirsten this morning? It's 888-410-1057. Should she let her husband be handy?
No. Hands off.
Hands off. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Survivor. High on you. And Kirsten is our morning court today. She's not high on her husband doing the DIY chores around the house. He's not good. It's not good. And he doesn't want to call in her dad because he feels like less of a man. Right? For guys now to be more hands-on and be able to DIY it, you know? Jason, what would you say to Kirsten today about her morning court?
I would let him do it on one stipulation, that he has to have her dad around. That's the only way a non-handy person is going to learn how to do something.
Why wouldn't he want that? Why wouldn't you want, you know, to have some help? I don't get that.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah. You learn and you teach your kid, right?
Just ask Bruce Beckham. He'll tell you.
I know.
Oh, here we go.
Knowledge is power.
We know Bruce is DIY.
Yeah.
What do we do, LBF?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. He's like, no. Bruce outsourced all that stuff.
He picks up the phone. But back in his day, it was a rotary, though.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You want to mess up that three-piece suit?
Nope. Matt, what do you say to Kirsten today about her morning court situation?
Two things real quick. Number one, my dad said what made him so successful is he hired experts at things he didn't know.
That's right.
Number two is this is her way out. All she has to do is tell her husband, hey, I checked with the city. You got to be a licensed electrician to put those lights up. I don't want to lose our house.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
I like that.
You might be right about that.
Yeah.
You might be right. You know?
I am right. Trust me.
Okay, Matt. And that's number three. And that's always right.
I'm always right.
That's number three. Okay, got it. Thanks, Matt. All right. Sean, what advice do you have today?
Hey, good morning, gang.
Morning.
So I'm definitely with Kirsten on this one. This guy, this project is headed for epic failure before it even starts. The worst part is if he starts the project and he can't complete any part of it, or he starts part of it, and he has to hire a contractor to come in, undo what he did, it's going to cost him twice as much. Mm-hmm. And number two, what's this guy do for a living? I mean, if he cuts his fingers off or anything like that, is it going to affect his job?
I think it'd affect any job, really.
Right.
You know, one, all 10, please. Sean, here's the thing.
It would just affect my driving style.
Sean, the thing is, finding a contractor, ask Brian Bell about that these days.
Absolutely.
It's not easy. But he's got the dad. Let him, you know, coach you. What's the big deal?
And, mention, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know. This guy's got, he's got to swallow his pride and just back up. I consider myself pretty handy, so I would, if he's that inept, I would not even think about it.
Right? I agree. He must be stopped.
And his wife seems like she knows him pretty well.
Yeah, enough to book a hotel. She picks up that phone and she went, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
That's right. All right, Chris. Chris, what do you say?
Hey, guys, I got two things.
Okay.
First, I can totally understand not letting the dad come over because it's just like, okay, who did my daughter marry? You know, he's got this going into the back of his head like, oh, Ride. This guy's useless. Why did my daughter marry him?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it's the basement. Like, it's not like he's redoing the kitchen or the master bathroom. The basement's unfinished. They're not using it. Let him go do his thing. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, you're not using it anyway.
That's a good point. She said, we need to finish a portion of the basement, shelves, drywall, door, a little lighting.
Lighting. That's the whole house.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right? Unless you have a thing that you break. The Breakers.
Not just
a hotel in Palms Beach.
Yeah, the Breakers, yeah. Yeah, that's right. You want to shut the Breakers
like
off.
By him buying a skill saw and doing stuff like that, he's addressing the drywall and the other stuff like that, and maybe he will bring an electrician in to do the electrical
stuff. So you say he should go for it. Let him go for it.
Absolutely. Let him do his thing, and, you know.
That's a good point,
a little drastic booking a hotel room for basement work. You know what I mean?
He's not redoing the kitchen, right? He's not doing the kitchen.
Exactly. He's just trying to make a point.
Like, look at Brian. Brian's redoing his kitchen. Is he doing it himself?
No.
My wife said I couldn't.
Okay.
There you go.
Your wife's name, please?
Kate. Smart.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Chris. All right, yeah, Chris has a point, though. Just, it's the basement. It's hard to screw it up, right?
Yeah, it's, that's why you send your kids
down
there.
But she's worried about fingers, you know.
And yeah, I know. Skills. 10 fingers are nice to have.
That's nice. I like all 10
Closable
of mine.
Closable thumbs, important.
That's it. All right, 7:54. Don't forget, 8 o'clock hour. Hall & Oates tickets, and that means all you got to do is listen for the cue to call. And you need some fingers for that.
Yes, you do. To go beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
You're good at that, LBM.
I want you to want me.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, Morning Court is in session today. Kirsten called us earlier with her little dilemma with her husband who wants to be a DIY guy, as in do it yourself. But her dad is very, very handy. And before he starts any projects, she'd like him to ask dad. And here's basically what she has to say about it.
After watching Property Brothers and Fixer Upper, that, you know, he is capable of repairing our home, and he's not. We need to finish a portion of my basement, and he said he wants to do it. When I ask, okay, do you know how to do it? And they say, yes, I can watch a YouTube video. I've told him to call my dad, right? My dad's like a master carpenter. My husband, he said, I'm not doing that. It's emasculating.
So for husbands, you know, there is some pressure to be more handy these days.
Yes.
All these DIY shows on, and, you know, you still want to show you're a real man. I get that.
You know, a real man just can empty the dishwasher. You can. That's fine. That's good with us.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Is that true? That's what she's saying. It's like, I don't need this.
I don't need this.
In my life.
Nope.
She's willing to get a hotel for the weekend if he does this. She does not want to be anywhere near it with her kids. Any disaster. So, anyway, what should Kirsten do about her Morning Court case? You're up.
I say let them go and have at it. Experiments are always good.
Right? Experiments are always good.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, let them experiment.
Okay.
You know, if he electrocutes himself, he knows not to do it again, you know?
Okay, Brian.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you got against her husband. Thanks, Brian. All right, Chris, what advice do you have for Kirsten today?
Let's have a little husband and wife negotiation. She needs to say to him, if he'll hire a plumber and electrician, he can start the project.
Okay.
And after a day, he'll be done.
then
she can call her father.
Yeah, then call dad in. Yeah, he doesn't, you know what, but you understand what I'm saying. Guys are feeling the pressure to be more DIY guys.
I grew up in a house where my father's handiest operation was dialing the phone.
That's it. What do we do, LBF?
Yep.
We pick it up.
Yeah.
Then what do we do?
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
<That's it>. All right. Thanks, Chris. Steven, what advice do you have today for Kirsten?
Kirsten, she said her husband just bought a new skill saw. She needs to stay home to dial 911.
Again, LBF, that's a quick number, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's just beep, boop,
beep.
Yeah. All right, Steven. Thank you. Tom, what do you say to Kirsten today?
I think she needs to just get her father involved herself. That's what my wife would do.
Yeah,
just take the reins and just be like, I'm sending my dad.
Take the reins.
Just
bust your man's pride.
Say, here we are. Oh, look, he's trying to fix something. Dad, help him out.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen here. But he doesn't feel like a real man.
Me do everything,
yeah.
And then she invites her brothers over to help me. And they're the ones that know how to do it all. I'm just like a pass them the tool type of guy after that.
That's it.
Okay.
Tom, it's not a bad job.
No, somebody needs to pass the tool.
Right?
The gopher.
Yes.
Exactly.
Phillips.
And then you get your
You get to be involved and act like you're part of the process.
Make sure the beer's cold.
That's Tom. Beer's cold and the meat's hot.
The beer's cold. Cook the burgers on the grill, whatever.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
That's my suggestion. She needs to call her father and say, hey, stop by the house this weekend and see what Dan's doing.
Just say, hey, Dad, the beer's cold, the meat's hot. And there you go. Okay? Thanks, Tom. Take care. I like it. All right, Billy, what do you say to Kirsten today?
They should just call the father-in-law, have him come down, sit down and talk with them, and say, listen, I know a lot about this. You don't know a lot about it, but together we can do this job. So when it's all done, he can sit back and say, geez, I did this job, and I did it with my father-in-law. Look at how good it came out, and be proud.
That's fine. You're there.
And that's it. Everybody's happy.
And you'll learn a little bit something, so maybe be on your own.
Exactly. It's like going to school.
That's it. You know, my father-in-law, Leo, he's, you know, rest his soul, he was that guy, measure 15 times, cut once.
Oh.
Any project was, God, are we ever going to get this done?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I learned.
Yes.
I did. So that was good. Thank you, Billy. Not bad advice. Let's see what David has to say. You're up, David. Going once, going twice.
Oh, wow.
All right. Dave's not with us. Anyway, so that's that. We got Kirsten on the phone. Let's see if she's going to be checking into a hotel this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Or what the answer is. Kirsten, how's it going?
Yeah, I made a decision. I made the decision to put the packed bags in the car along with my children. And, you know, I guess it hit them as we were backing out of the driveway.
Bring a wallet.
Because he ran after us and he says, babe, I'll call your dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't leave.
Now call your dad. You know, that's something you probably didn't always want to hear, but in this case, that's good. I'll call your dad.
I've never wanted anyone to call my father more.
All right, Kirsten.
That's great.
I think it's going to be great. I think it'll work together. You know, it'd be a learning and I think fun for both. Okay? Good job. Problem solved. Thanks for coming to Morning Court, Kirsten. Unpack those bags.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What's the adage? Measure?
15 times.
15 times. Right, right. Yeah, 15
yeah,
times.
Cut
thank
once.
You.
That's it. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Every project is
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.